Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Slim Harris. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan takes first base on ball four. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate, who is chasing the ball. Maynisch reaches third base with a triple. Brannan goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maynisch tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards the mound. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tate for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is hit by the pitch. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kress fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schultz. Flagstead reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flagstead scores. Meyer moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brannan takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Brannan moves to third. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Schultz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brannan scores. Mainisch scores. Schultz moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schultz scores. It's 5-1, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Blue catches it and steps on first to double up Tate. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogden for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely hits a pop-up towards the mound. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Flagstead hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mainisch. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Mainisch steals second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kress reaches second base with a double. Mainisch scores. It's 6-1, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's 7-1, Browns. Marty Griffin now pitching. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer bunts towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Ogden covering. Safe. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 2 in the game. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogden strikes out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Sumner pinch hits for Fred Hoffman. Carl Sumner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sumner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on O'Rourke. Sumner moves to third. Rothrock moves to second. Marty Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin strikes out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sumner scores. Rothrock scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flagstead moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Flagstead moves to third. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 3 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Tote reaches second base with a double. Flagstead scores. Reagan moves to third. It's 7-4, Browns. Billy Rogel pinch runs for Phil Tote. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Rogel now playing shortstop. Johnny Heving now catching. Jack Rothrock now playing first base. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Brannon hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. he's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstad, who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's 8-4, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke bunts towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-3 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Blue moves to third. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. Mannion moves to second. It's 9-4, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-4 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Marty Griffin. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Flagstad hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.